From the Bronx.
Welcome to the Becoming You show with me, your host, Leah Rowling. Do you believe you are capable of choosing your future? Sometimes it takes just one person to believe in you, or you to believe in yourself. If you find yourself continuing to say, someday I will take better care of myself, only to continue living the same day over and over and over again, then you, my friend, are in the right place. I am your biggest cheerleader, inspiring you to become you on purpose and with intention. Are you ready to create a life you love? I'm excited to share with you some big ideas that you can use today to inspire, impact, and influence your life and everyone in it. The Becoming You show starts now. Hello, my friends. How are you? I am awesome. I love that it's starting to get warmer here where I live. I live in Iowa, and the days are getting longer, and I'm able to sit outside and not freeze my butt off. And a new month is coming around the corner. And as you know, I geek out on a new week, a new day, a new month. And I geek out on June because it's halfway through the year. And so as I was thinking about what I wanted to talk about today, I thought, dang, a reset, like a reset. Who doesn't need a reset? And what I mean by a reset is a plan, an opportunity, an invitation for me to think about my life maybe a little differently, for me to think about areas in my life that maybe aren't going as well as I would like them to go, and or areas in my life that are going pretty awesome. Okay. So the question that I have is, do you have a reset plan? And if so, what does it look like? So I think for me, when life happens as it does sometimes and creates a bunch of chaos and crisis, I like to know that I have a plan. And if I don't, it seems as though I'm reinventing every time. I'm learning to deal with emotions as if they are brand new. And I feel like I don't make a lot of progress because I'm recreating new mindsets. And so I like to think that we need these checklists so that we don't have to constantly reinvent. So again, my question is, do you have a reset plan? And I thought, well, wait, I have one. And so maybe I would share it. And in true form, I'm going to break it down acronym style in hopes that it's a framework that you can, one, learn from, and two, invite yourself to create a reset plan that works for you. So the R in reset. For me, it's to realize where I am now and know that no matter what has happened, what crisis, what chaos, what adversity, whatever the situation or circumstance is, know that I am capable. I think sometimes when we find ourselves needing to reset, it's because we've gone unconscious really to what we've been doing. And we have not really been aware of maybe our lack of movement, or not aware of our snacking in between meals that we had created a habit months before and not doing, and they've just sneaked back in into our way of being. And so it's really just having that awareness, right? Awareness of the present is always the foundation to personal growth. And the more honest you are with where you are, the more leverage you have to get to where you want to go. And honesty does not mean being mean. It means this is where we are and inviting ourselves for more. So have you ever noticed how the maps on your phone work? So to understand which route you need to take to get to the destination, right? You have to first add your current location. And I think a life reset works the same way. Think about it in this way. In order for an Uber to pick you up, the more honest and exacting and precise you are with where you are, the better, Right? The quicker and the more effective the Uber is to find you, to take you to where you want to go. And so in this analogy, I like to consider you being the Uber. Right? I am the Uber of my life. We have to find, you have to find yourself where you are. I have to find me where I am in order to take you, me, where we want to go. So how do we do this? I like to start by making an inventory of my life, an awareness audit of sorts. What do I love and what don't I love? What do I want to keep in my life and what do I want to get rid of? What are the areas of my life that I might need to draw up a new winning game plan? Is it in my relationships? Do I feel as if I am in them? Or do I feel like I'm just kind of going through the motions? Is it my health? Am I doing the things that are optimizing my health? Am I meditating? Am I exercising? Am I on plan for my meals? Am I taking care of my health by way of sleep and hydration and supplementation? Is it my career? Where am I too content? I love to ask myself that question. What have I actually been doing? Or not doing with love and acceptance and honesty. Because when we can find ourselves where we are, we can for sure plan out a path to where we want to go. But I think it's continuing to live unconsciously is the problem, right? Is and also is the opportunity, right? So one of the most effective ways that I found to do this awareness work, this audit work is by journaling, right? Journaling for self-reflection. Questions like, am I living in a way that reflects the person that I want to be? Right? And if I keep living my life this way, will I become the person that I want? Okay. And tomorrow, or even actually right now, today, what can I do to adjust my behavior, my perspective, so that I can be more aligned with the person that I want to be. I also like to write about prompts to find myself. Like, what types of things do people usually compliment you for? Okay, and or imagine that you entered a time machine, right, where you were transported 5 years into the future. Do you know what your perfect day looks like there? Have you thought about it? If you envision your future, what routines and practices would support the goals that you want in your life? These are all journaling prompts. And what I find so many times is, especially in this work of personal development, that we consume a lot of amazing things. Are we creating? And I think journaling is that creation part. And I want you to create the absolute best life ever, which means that consuming isn't enough. Okay. I want us also journaling about self-confidence and self-perception. So questions like, what is the best thing about being in a relationship with you? And if you sign up for my Mondays with Me newsletter, you'll know that the entire month of May was me trying to sell you on you, me trying to sell you on how awesome you are and how wonderful you are. But have you thought about what the best thing about being in a relationship with you is? I also like to ask myself, in what area of my life do I need to give myself more grace? What area of my life do I need to really think about the negative thoughts and feelings that I'm attributing to me and just release them? And so, whatever path you choose, make sure to finish this stage, this first area with a clear answer to these questions. Like, where are you at in life right now? Again, remember, the Uber can find you quicker, more effectively, more efficiently when you tell the Uber exactly where you are. Okay, mentally, emotionally, and physically. What do you absolutely love about your life and want to keep? And what maybe do you not like as much and maybe needs some adjustment? What can't you stand any more about your life, and what do you need and want completely gone from it? Okay. I also think that we need to ask ourselves, what is the biggest motivation for this life reset? Okay. Are you willing, right, to commit, right, to the lifestyle that's required for what you want in your life? I know for sure we can all lose 10 pounds, right? I know for sure we can 10x our business. I know for sure we can increase the amount of time that we have with our friends and the other relationships that we have in our life. We all can get super fit and super trim, but are you willing to do that? True change requires, right, and happens when you multiply this awareness, this realization of where we are, with the willingness. Okay, so that's the first letter, R. The second letter is E. Expect more from myself. Okay, I know a lot of people challenge me on this. And yes, in times of crisis, I get to step up and into my full potential. I get to lead in a way that is future focused and not entangled in the mess of the now. I can break free of where other people think I should go, think I should do. And I can choose to demand more of myself. Not from judgment, not from blaming, shaming, and shooting myself, but from a place of knowing that I haven't even begun to tap into the immense amount of potential that is available to me. That there is an opportunity in every moment to ask, Leah, is this the best of you? And a lot of times we look to do a reset after a conflict or after adversity. And I believe that adversity should be expected. It is part of the curriculum. I believe that it is our teacher. And if we are patient and brave enough to feel it, welcome it, and work through it, it is a powerful asset. I also think knowing who and how I'm going to show up in adversity is imperative. When we choose ahead of time who we want to be and ask ourselves, how can I use this conflict, this tragedy, this obstacle to get stronger? How can I use it to get smarter? And how will this help me make better decisions and problem solve more effectively? I can turn the crisis and the adversity, right? The invitation to even have a reset plan into curriculum for me to expect more from myself. Okay. The S in reset is to strategize. I want you to strategize the journey. Now that you have clarity on your start point and you have decided ahead of time who you are going to be, and you turn adversity into an asset by drawing strength and wisdom and certainty from it, it's time to get strategic. It's time to map out your journey, to look at where you are now and where you want to get. I have to know what strategy I'm going to implement and assess the situation in a way that I know what my position is and I know what everybody else's position is. Remember that map on your phone? Plan your journey the same way you would on that app. Right? You kind of write in, text in where your starting point is and your final destination, and it magically appears with directions to get from A and B. If your future is the destination and you can create it, design it, architect it, what is it that you want in your life? Where do you want to go? I like to think about my future as my property. And I get to take care of it. I get to provide for it. And I get to think for it. And when you think about your future, if anything was possible, and it is, what would you want? And I don't care so much that you actually start taking action on it. I just want you to commit to knowing what it is. Thinking in this way, reflecting in this way, allows for possibility. For what you bring to your awareness, your consciousness, you allow what was once impossible to be possible just by conscious choice. You give it a chance to exist. You give it a potential with just a thought. You give it life with the belief that it could be, and you actualize it should you choose with choice. Okay? And here's a little secret. Motivation is not the most reliable resource to reach your goals. I hate to break it to you, but psychologists have been talking about this whole notion for a while, that motivation is just not enough. In fact, focusing on only your willpower to get things done can even damage your self-esteem. Think about that for a second. The days where you wake up and get all of the things done, you feel great about yourself. But on the days where you don't get them done, you feel like a failure. You feel like there's something gone wrong. And that is why the belief is monumentally important. Okay? And if you're still not sure, find yourself buried in the belief effect research for an hour, and then you will know just how important it is. That's why creating systems and routines is important, but not near as important as working on our own operating systems. Because when you pair the best of who you are, okay, the belief that you are amazing and awesome and whole, with systems and routines, you automate most of your behavior. Consequently, making it easier, right, to stay consistent and even on the days that you don't feel motivated. Okay, so should you choose to actualize your future, two things that I want you to consider for your life, okay? Don't underestimate the power of small steps. Small steps are one of the biggest secrets to building consistency. Because a lot of times when we want to do this reset, okay, we want to just take massive action. And I'm all for massive action, but what I find happens too much is we do too much too fast and we burn ourselves out. And then we lose that belief that it's possible. But what we haven't done, because I know we haven't done it, if we don't have the results that we want, is taking little steps and making them consistent. Okay? So I want you to look at your map and the goals that you outlined, and you break them down into daily actions that you can do easy, that you're willing to do, that fit into the lifestyle that you want to live. Okay? And secondly, always take care of yourself first. And I really want to talk about this before we go on. Do you know what the only common denominator is between all of your goals and your biggest dreams? You. You are in all of them. And without you, they will never happen. That is why it's essential to be intentional about your self-care and create little routines and rituals that will help you take care of yourself. Self-care is also unlearning what you think you know, shifting thought states, shifting emotional states, clearing the clutter of your life so that you can be free to live it. This way you will feel energized and grounded to keep building a life that you are absolutely in love with. And one of the best ways to do this consistently and realistically is by implementing a morning and a night routine. And it can be hard to integrate new goals into a daily life when they seem to be alienated entirely from your routine. That's why I want you to look at the small daily actions you've listed and think about how you can fit them into your routine, how you can stack them on habits that you've already done. Okay, so once again, I want you to think small, doable, easy to replicate. Okay, so like waking up 20 minutes earlier to work on your business plan, to work out, to set up your meals, to write for your book, okay, is way more realistic than you just start waking up at 4:30 a.m. overnight when you've been waking up at 6, okay? All right, engage with other people. That's the E. That's the second E, okay? Ask for support. Seek help. I don't have to do this alone, and neither do you. I gently remind myself, girl, you are not alone. And we have heard the saying before, 1 + 1 isn't 2. It's the power of 11 plus. Sayings like your net worth is tied to your network. And yet I find people, me, resisting raising my hand and asking for what I need. And I think for me, it's partly due to my independence and the need to appear that I have it figured out. And partly due to the fact that I just don't want to inconvenience anyone. When I look back at my life, especially in times of adversity, the opportunity was always started in the share. The potential was always demanded that I ask for help, the complete, the whole truth share set me free. Sometimes the whole share is scary. We don't want people to think bad of us. We don't want them to know the entire truth. So we partly share and we skip over the parts that we're drowning in. And then we find little relief because it's in those parts that the sharing sets us free from the shame. And I'm not suggesting you have to broadcast your deepest, darkest secrets to the world, but can you find someone to share it all with? Even if that someone is you, can you journal it all out and forgive yourself for whatever it is that you think was so awful that you need to continue to punish and shame yourself? I want you to consider that even though this punishment and shame feels justified, deserved, it is not motivating. I think for some of us, we think as long as we hold it over to ourselves, we suffer in shame, silence, that it will prevent us from making the same mistake again. And what I know from doing this work and from, good Lord, personal experience, it doesn't. Shame makes you feel terrible about yourself. And when we feel terrible about ourselves, we most likely are not showing up at our best. Okay. Our stories allow us to connect with the humanity of others. I've not met one single person that has lived a life without heartache, without disappointment and regret. I love a good reset, if for only this reason. What are you holding on to? What hurts from the past have you not healed from and therefore still haunting you? What worry are you still ruminating in, borrowing trouble from your future? What regrets do you suffer in, thinking that no one will understand the share, thinking that it's just too big to share, thinking, what will people think if they know the truth? I have invited hundreds of people to take on the challenge of the share. And not one time has anyone come back to me and wished they hadn't because of the reaction. The only thing that they've ever wished was, God, I wish I had done it sooner. The truth is truly freeing. Okay. The T in reset is take a breath, take a minute, and recalibrate your thinking, your feelings from a place of freedom, AKA the absence of need. Choose to take the next step, the next right action. Implementation of consciousness is the heart of the reset plan. Okay. So let's recap. First, we need to realize where we are right now. Remember, you are the Uber. So can you be honest with yourself about what you've been doing without judgment? Okay. We've just been in a coma. That's all. We've just been unconsciously going through the motions. The reset, this first step is just an awareness of, okay, all right, that's all right. Now what? Okay. Then we expect just a little bit more from ourselves, knowing that our results, our life will never be greater than our expectations. So yes, I am asking you to expect a ton of yourself. Why? So you can have the biggest life ever. So where do you want to go? Strategize the journey from point A to B. How are you going to get there? What is holding you back? What are all the available choices and possibilities? Think about like going from where you live right now to anywhere you want to go. There are hundreds of not only places to go, but ways to get there. I want you to commit to knowing possibilities, even if you don't execute on them all. engaging with others along the way. And then we finally implement consciousness, consistent, aligned action. We determine who we need to be, asking, what do you think you would feel when you got to that destination, accomplish that goal, and then feel as if it has already happened. That is the way to become into the person required to take the action, to Uber yourself wherever you want to go. Consistency is your best friend during this time. Keep routines simple so you can go through them without feeling overwhelmed, right? Create small goals and milestones for yourself and celebrate all of them. Enjoy the journey. Remember, it's not going to be any better there than here. There will still be the same 50-50 life experience. It's all about the experience and who you will become. So what does your reset plan look like? Maybe you journal on that today. I would love to know your plan. Right? We all have different ways to set up our life and to evaluate it and live it all out. And I don't think it matters so much what it is, more that you have one, that you know what it looks like, that you know how you're going to show up and how you're going to consciously choose that next path. Realize where you are. Expect a different standard for yourself. Strategize the journey. Engage with others and yourself and take a breath and a beat to choose in the now moment. Instead of choosing from hurts haunting you from the past and worry about the future, choose in the now, the next right step, knowing that it's not how big the step is, more than just the small ones that you take consistently. Have an amazing day, everyone. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week. Take care. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to the Becoming You Show with me, your host, Leah Rowling, where I share big ideas to inspire, impact, and influence your life. Tune in every Friday at 11 Central on transformationtalkradio.com for your morning cup of coffee, the hug you never want to end, and that inspirational message that you felt was written just for you. Each show is inspiring you to become you with purpose and intention. For more information or to connect with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.